just one interesting ha'ara on this Gemara. There's so much to talk about on this Gemara, but just one interesting ha'ara, and that is the Gemara says in Masechtas Brachos, Tavches Amud Aleph, b'marava in Eretz Yisrael, ki nasef inish itza. When a man would get married, amri lehachi, they would say as follows. Meaning they'd go over to the chassan and they would tell him, matza or maitza? Tell me, were you a matza or were you a maitza? It sounds like moitzi matza. So what does that mean? Matza or moitza? Matza. Well, are you a matza? The pasuk says matza isha matza taif viyafik ritzoy me'ashem. Or are you a moitze? The chesiv moitza ani mar mimavas eso isha. So on the one hand, you get married, it could be matza isha matza taif. On the other hand, it could be umoitza ani mar mimavas eso isha. So they used to ask, are you a matza or are you a moitza? Incidentally, I once saw in the Ben Ishchai says that how do you answer the stira? Is it matzah isha matzah taiv, or is it moitza ni mar mimavas eso isha? So he said that we know ish and isha are both made up of an aleph and a shin. Ish has a yud, and isha has a hey. And the Ben Ishchai, talking, not me, says that there's an inyan here. The inyan is because yud is begematria 10, and hey is begematria 5, and 10 is more than 5, and as a daftza zayin. And he says the truth is that if a person is matzah isha, it's taka matzah taif. He says, but what happens, however, if a person gets married and his wife thinks that she's equal to him? She's not isha, but she's ha-isha. If she's ha-isha, then it's going to be isha with the extra hey, so it's 5 and 5, it equals 10. So says the Ben Ishchai, then already it's going to be umoitzani mar mimaves as ha-isha. So he says, matzah isha, if it's isha, it's matzah taif. But if it's ha-isha, it's moitzani mar mimaves as ha-isha. As I stated in the Ben Ishchai somewhere in the Ben Yayada. But I'll tell you a ha'ara that I saw in the Sefer Sifsei Chachamim, which is an old Sefer, was written in the 1800s, and he quotes his shvaga, Rab Hillel Kalamaya, who said of art, he said, why is it b'marav ha'amri? Why in Eretz Yisrael? It sounds like this was something in Eretz Yisrael they used to say. Why not in Chutz La'aretz? If somebody got married outside of Eretz Yisrael, they didn't ask him this question of matzah isha, matzah toiv, matzah imoitzah. But over there, for some reason, they took for granted. So why was it dafka over here? So he said, because we know that the Gemara in the Sechta Soita, that Beis Amud Aleph asks Akasha. On the one hand, you find that im mezavgan leila adam isha ela lefi maisav. You find Arbam Yom Kaidim Tzirah Savlat. So which one is it? Is it Kafim Maisav or is it Arbam Yom Kaidim Tzirah Savlat? If it's Arbam Yom Kaidim Tzirah Savlat, it can't be Kafim Maisav because the person has Bechir. What was the Gemara's Tarot? It's like Kasha. One is specific Rishon, one is specific Shani. Abzok Rapil Mikalamai, I found the Medrash that says a different Tarot. The Medrash says one's talking about an Eretz Yisrael and the other one's talking about a Chutz La'aretz. In Chutz La'aretz, it's Arbam Yom Kaidim Tzirah Savlat. In Chutz La'aretz, it's the quote-unquote Bashert. However, in Eretz Yisrael, it's Arbam Yom Kodim Yitzirah Savlat. But in Chutz La'aretz, over there, it's Ein Mezavgan Lo'il La'adam Isha Elo Lefi Ma'isav. So said Rabbi Hillel Mikalamaya, that's Pshat in the Gemara. In Chutz La'aretz, they didn't have to ask the person, are you a matzah or a maitzah? Just look at the man you're talking to. Look at the chassan. If the chassan is a taiv, then it's matzah isha, matzah taiv. And if the chassan is marmi mavis, then it's moitzani marmi mavis, eso isha. There's no suspense. We know exactly what it is, because it's kafi maisav anyways. It's dafkin Eretz Yisrael, where it's abam yoyim kaidim etziras avlad. And at that point, we don't know yet if the person is going to be a tzaddik or a rasha. So over there, it's a question. I don't know. It's open for debate. How do I know? Is it a matzah isha, matzah taif, or is it a moitzani marmi mavis eso isha? And it was that for that reason over there, he asked this question. I saw in the Sefer Megadim Chadashim from Hagoyin Rav David Yoel Weiss, so he brings this vart, he brings it in the Sefer Masechtas Brachos Tavches Amud Aleph, and he says that he tried finding this medrash, and he couldn't find this medrash. Doesn't know where this medrash is. And he said he found one other achron somewhere that quotes Azam medrash, but he says, Ka'es eni yodea mekaymai. Rav David Yoel Weiss is a Sinai who has a tremendous, tremendous bekis, and he said he couldn't find anywhere this medrash. But he says there is an Evan Ezra that Kemat says this. The Evan Ezra is in Parshas Chayesara, where Avram Avinu is Mashpi Eliezer, and he tells him, I want you to find a caliph for my son Yitzchak. Vashbiyach Hashem alikei Hashemayim velikei Yoretz asher lo yisikach isha livni mibnoi sachnani asher ani yoshev bekirboi. Zok to Evan Ezra, quote, one line. V'tam alikei Hashemayim velikei Yoretz. So Avram is being mashpi Eliezer, and he gets involved in alikei Hashemayim velikei Yoretz. Like, why we... Bamokim hazeh. Bamokim hazeh. Ki bas ployni la ployni ba'oretz min Hashemayim v'husayit. It says Devin Ezra. What I'm saying is a side, which means we're not supposed to understand this. But Bamokim Hazeh, meaning they were in Eretz Yisrael, Kibas ployni leployni ba'aretz. Because in Eretz Yisrael, there's an Indian of bas ployni leployni for whose side. This Ebenezer seems to be saying what this Medrash that Rabbi Hillel Mikalamaya was quoting says, and that is that bas ployni leployni is dafke in Eretz Yisrael. In Chutz La'aretz, it's im mezabgen loy la'adam isha elalafi ma'isav. Our Gemara says that what it depends on is whether we're dealing with a zivig rishon or whether we're dealing with a zivig sheni. From over here, from this Medrash, this Ebenezer al-Kapanim, could be there's a little bit of a different mahalach.